This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The flood levels from the destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine is causing devastation across large parts of the region, with the residents now facing fresh heartbreak in what is still an active war zone. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laritonda reports.
Ukraine's government says the destruction of the dam, which it blames on Russia, is threatening to leave hundreds of thousands of residents without access to drinking water. It also says it will turn what was once farmland into swamps and turn other areas into desert. Russia blames Ukraine for the disaster and has imposed a state of emergency in the areas that it controls, such as Novokakhovka, where the destroyed dam is.
That was Reuters correspondent Matthew Laritonda. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is pouring into the U.S. East Coast and Midwest and covering the capitals of both nations in an unhealthy haze. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York State warned Wednesday that conditions will get worse before they improve and urged residents to remain indoors.
You don't need to go out and take a walk. You don't need to push the baby in the stroller. This is not a safe time to do that. I want to reiterate that.
The haze delayed some flights Wednesday, sending school recesses indoors, forced the cancellation of events, and prompted people to fish out pandemic-era face masks. The Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island began erupting again Wednesday after a three-month pause. The eruption displayed spectacular fountains of glowing lava that remains a safe distance from people and structures in the national park surrounding the volcano. The U.S. Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory said increased earthquake activity and changes in the patterns of ground deformation at the summit started Tuesday night. This is VOA News. Taiwan activated its defense systems on Thursday after reporting 37 Chinese military aircraft flying into the island's air defense zone. The island's defense ministry says some of the Chinese aircraft flew to Taiwan southeast and crossed into the western Pacific to perform air surveillance and long-distance navigation training. China has irregularly flown its air force into the skies near the island over the past 3 years, though not into Taiwan's territorial airspace. China considers Taiwan a breakaway province and has vowed to bring the island under its control by any means necessary, including a military takeover. Taiwan has been self-governed since the end of China's civil war in 1949, when Chiang Kai-shek's nationalist forces were driven off the mainland by Mao Zedong's communists. The Financial Times reported this week that the European Union is considering a mandatory ban on member states using companies that might pose a security risk in their 5G networks, including China's Huawei technologies. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire explains.
Officials told the FT the move is a response to growing concerns in Brussels that some national governments have delayed action. The EU and Huawei did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The trading bloc has previously placed restrictions on the use of Huawei in 5G technology. 3 years ago, it said member states could either restrict or exclude high-risk 5G vendors from core parts of their telecoms networks. At the time, the EU resisted pressure from Washington for a complete ban on Chinese telecom firms.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. The newspaper said the EU could impose a mandatory ban if member states like Germany kept delaying moves. The Denver Nuggets have regained control of the National Basketball Association Championship Series. Here's AP correspondent Gethin Kuba.
A historic performance for Nikola Jokic has given the Denver Nuggets a 2-1 series lead after a 109-94 win over the Miami Heat in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Jokic became the first player ever to record a 30-20-10 triple-double in the Finals, finishing with 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists.
I just think it's a win, you know, because if we lose, nobody's going to even mention it. To be honest, I don't care.
Jamal Murray had a game-high 34 points. Jimmy Butler scored 28, and Bam Adebayo 22 for Miami, which hosts Game 4 Friday. I'm Gethin Kuhlbaugh.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green, reporting for VOA News.